Scientists have shown that marijuana-like compounds have an effect on embryos. When scientists exposed mouse embryos to different levels of such compounds, it affected the way the embryos developed. Those results appear in the current issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That could lead to new ways to improve human fertility, NPR's Joe Palca reports.
The story of how researchers found the relationship between marijuana and the early embryo has a curious start. During the war in Vietnam, scientists noticed that some male fighters who smoked a lot of marijuana started growing breasts. The scientists thought they knew the reason why.
They thought that marijuana products probably behave like estrogen.
Sudhanshu Day is a reproductive biologist at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. Day says it's well known that estrogen can cause men's breasts to grow, but it wasn't clear why a product from a cannabis plant would do that too. At the time, Day was focusing on how estrogen affected embryos.
So I was very intrigued about that whether cannabinoid products could behave like estrogen.
Some of these cannabinoid products are actually produced in the body, and it was these Day was most interested in. He spent years studying mice, trying to see if there was any relationship between these natural cannabinoids and estrogen, and couldn't find any. For a while, he was stumped. He'd thought for sure that estrogen was crucial for controlling early embryo development. But then he decided to see whether the cannabinoids the mice were producing themselves were having their own direct effect on the embryo. Day says they were.
What we found that at low dose, this embryo becomes activated. At higher doses, it inhibits embryonic growth in vitro.
In other words, these cannabinoids are sending chemical signals to the developing embryo, telling it when to grow. Herbert Schuhl is a reproductive biologist at the University of Buffalo.
A consequence of that is to regulate how the embryo is developing so that it can implant properly into the lining of the uterus and go on to develop into a little baby mouse.
The idea that the body is producing its own marijuana-like compounds that are controlling the steps of development will take some getting used to. Fuller Baser is a reproductive biologist at Texas A&M University.
I think the surprising thing is that we usually associate cannabinoids, you know, with marijuana and that sort of thing, you know, as being high from a plant source rather than being produced in significant amounts by mammalian tissues.
But cannabinoids from plant sources aren't completely out of the picture. Sudhanshu Day says it's likely that cannabinoids taken into the body by smoking marijuana will also send signals to the developing embryo.
If a woman is consuming regularly cannabinoid products, that can also have an added burden to the system and may, you know, interfere with pregnancy. We don't know for sure, but the mice study suggests that.
On a brighter note, Day says understanding more about how natural cannabinoids work may help women who are having difficulties getting pregnant. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.